Hey there. So, I just wanna say that if you're looking to come, then this is probably not the audio for you. Maybe I have something else that you would like, but I was just thinking, what are some non-erotic things that you guys, or whoever's listening, really, what are some non-erotic things that you find attractive or like sexy, like that that turns you on? And I'm just curious. So, I would I mean, pretty sure it's mostly males who listen to me, but I mean, whoever is listening, I would really like to know. I don't know, I'm just, it's honestly, it's like really early in the morning and I didn't really sleep well, and I should be, like starting my day soon, and this was just on my mind. So, I don't know if this is a fantasy or if it's just something I think about, but usually when, like a guy's attracted to you, he like gives you like some type of special treatment, but it's always such a turn off for me when it's apparent that he is only doing that because he, he's attracted to me, but like he doesn't treat other people the same way. So, okay, so I don't know why I often have this fantasy of like feeling like a guy likes me and then realizing that he doesn't, and he's just like, that's just how he is. So I don't know if I'm making any sense, but yeah, I guess the thing I think about is being rejected because I assumed someone was into me when they weren't, and I don't know why that's a turn on for me. It's really weird. But, and I'm not sure if I'm making sense, but I would like, I guess I have a fantasy of being rejected by someone who I assumed liked me because they were just being super nice. And yeah, I think I just find it really attractive when like a man is like a good caretaker, I guess. So yeah, and another non-erotic thing that I do kind of it basically, I can't even think of it. It's not erotic. I'm talking about like a guy eating like fruit. Like the type of fruit, usually a type of fruit that has like a pit, like a big seed in the middle, like a plum or a peach or even like a mango, and just like watching like a hot guy eat that is just like a, kind of like sends like some shivers down my spine, I guess. Like it's just really sexy to me, because I just started thinking about I just started thinking about how he would eat me out, and then yeah. And another thing, like When I just like watch musicians and like how they handle their instruments, like it's just like they have this bond with them, like how they move and how they touch their instruments. It's just, it can be like really sexual if you just, I mean, if I think about like him touching me the way he touches and plays with his instruments. And any kind of instrument, like a trumpet or even like a violin or like anything, like when you like watch musicians like play and they're just so into it, like it's just such, I don't know, it's just really something I enjoy. And yeah, so you know when I keep saying you know when you probably don't look at men in the same way that I would. So I'm not sure why I keep saying that. But just anyways, yeah. Like when he's driving and just like the way certain guys hold a steering wheel, it can be very hot. don't know, I think it's pretty weird maybe. I don't know if I just think it's weird or if all women think these things and I just think I'm weird, but it's not weird, you know, but yeah, I think I just think it's really how like certain guys like hold like, oh my God, operate a steering wheel sometimes. It can just be like really sexy and I'm trying to think. Yeah, okay. This is not one of mine, but I know a lot of women are really fond of a guy wearing gray sweatpants, which I always think is funny, but it's not really something it's not really something I thought about until other women mentioned it, and I guess it is nice to see a bulge here and there, but yeah, that's not really as much of a turn on as the other ones I mentioned are. You know, maybe I don't know how to describe it, but like how maybe he's doing something and his face like contorts, like he moves his face in a certain way, and you kind of see him like purse his lips or something like that. I think lips are nice. Lips are definitely like a nice asset on a guy, like because in a way, like you know, like some pillowy soft lips can be very feminine in a way, but I really, I guess I like when a man's face is a mixture of like softness and like harshness. I guess it'll be described as like yin and yang. Yin being very female and like yang being very like masculine. Yeah, I think it's so interesting how like certain guys, like maybe they have some like really soft pillowy lips, which you know are usually like a very feminine feature, but like how it still looks nice on him. Or you know, like a lot of guys have like these really long eyelashes, and I'm just like, why you can't even appreciate those eyelashes. So yeah, just how some like soft feminine features on a man still is really attractive sometimes. And I definitely, since I've been listening to audios, I'm a lot more aware of just the noises people make, and like I don't know, like if you know, people make those like ooh sounds when they eat and stuff like that. That's I guess in just a regular setting, if somebody's eating something, that's I guess a good indication to kind of like imagine how their like sexual moans would sound. So I guess I've just been like paying attention to that as well. And I guess like laughs could also be also really sexy. There are some like performers I listen to who, you know, like often do like a chuckle or a laugh, and I think it's such a nice balance to have a laugh in the mix of like being something being really like sexy, and like the mixture of like hearing a guy moan and like chuckle really close together is something I quite enjoy. But that's, I mean, that's kind of different from what I was talking about earlier. So I guess I'm just like curious if there's anything that you find that is non-erotic, but it also, for some reason, in your mind, it ends up being erotic, you know? So I can't really think of anything else, but thanks for listening. Bye.